Hi, this is Udo Dirkschneider, the singer of UDO, and you listen to Focus on Metal.
Hey, Metalheads, Scott Thompson here, welcoming you to episode 273 of Focus on Metal. As we plow through March, the metal goodness continues unabated. For those of you lucky enough to be on the East Coast of the U.S., I would urge you to head up to MetalAllegiance.com and check out the Northeast tour dates that are coming up very soon, kicking off on March 31st in Providence, Rhode Island. So you have got just a few weeks left if you want to go get some tickets to those shows. And also on MetalAllegiance.com, there is the VIP upgrade packages available. And speaking of metal goodness, just want to remind you, if you haven't already done so, to please check out BlastSyndicate.com. That is, of course, a group of hardy metal souls of which Focus on Metal is very proud to be a member of. And there are lots of other great metal shows up there on the Blast Syndicate. So I would urge you to, again, go up to BlastSyndicate.com and check out a lot of our other buddies there. I'm sure you'll find another two or three shows that you are guaranteed to like and want to listen to every single week. And besides those guys, I also just want to bring your attention to the fact that my buddy Aaron, after 3 years, has finally put up a brand new Signal to Noise podcast. So for those of you who listen to Focus on Metal and like a lot of the technical stuff and talking to producers and how a lot of things were done, definitely will enjoy Aaron's show, Signal to Noise. You can find that at signaltonoise.fm. And on the show that Aaron just posted, they will be talking all about GarageBand on iOS and a lot of other good stuff. So again, check that out, Signal to Noise podcast. Okay, so I've talked about everybody else. What the hell's going on this week on Focus on Metal? Well, let me say this about that. This week we have got two special guests from two very different bands. I have on the show this week, Angelica Valkyrie from speed/power metal New York-based band Flames of Fury. And I also have Paul Hasty from the San Jose-based punk hardcore thrash metalers, Angerhead. So as I said, two quite different bands as guests this week on Focus on Metal. And if you haven't heard of either of them, then I will be happy to introduce you to both of them. But first, in the grand tradition of Focus on Metal, here is your track of the week. Track of the week this week is brought to you by Frontiers Records, and I am talking about the brand new, pretty damn awesome release from Last in Line. Of course, I'm talking about Heavy Crown. If you don't already have this one, what the hell are you waiting for? Absolutely phenomenal stuff. You're talking about the original Dio band getting back together with Vivian Campbell, Vinnie Appice, Jimmy Bain, and the whole thing produced by the one and only friend of the show, Jeff Pilson. And thrown in there is Andrew Freeman on vocals. So great stuff, recorded just the way that they had done it originally with the first couple of early Dio albums. Just that collaboration between Vivian and Vinnie and Jimmy. Great stuff. Not a bad track on here. And of course, if you get the deluxe version, you also get a really damn awesome DVD as well. Some great footage on there. One of the best bonus digipack DVDs I've seen yet. So awesome stuff. Really good CD. And I'm not just saying that because we have got Vivian Campbell and maybe one or two other people from the band coming up very soon on the show. I'm saying it because I went out, I bought it, I played it for a long time in the car. In fact, only pulled it out the day that we were talking to Vivian on the phone. I'm sure by the time you hear this, it's probably already back in my car and doing a hardcore competition with the brand new one from Anthrax that just came out on the 26th called For All Kings. So pretty cool. I'm talking about two albums that are really up on my awesome album list at the moment, and they both have some kind of a king theme there, For All Kings, Heavy Crown. But anyways, like I said, track of the week this week is off of the first one from Last in Line. It's called Heavy Crown. And what the hell? I think I'm going to play you the title track, Heavy Crown.
Wide eyes open, black-eyed truth. How'd I end up here with everything to lose? Watch you get painted.
is your track of the week off of Heavy Crown, the first release from Last in Line. I don't know, I hear that one and I can almost hear Andrew Freeman singing that one with Lynch Mob. But there are definitely lots of great tracks on that one. The two singles they have out, Devil and Me, as well as Star Maker, are also really outstanding tracks from this one. So with track of the week out of the way, then let's steer our way into the main course for this week. As I said, two great bands guesting on this week's show. Wasn't really sure which one to put up front, so I have just gone the easy route. I'm going to do it in alphabetical order. That puts Angerhead up at bat, so our first guest this week is Paul Hasty from Angerhead.
Hey, this is Paul from Angerhead, and you're listening to Focus on Metal. Keep it metal.
As I stated earlier, Angerhead is from the San Jose area. These guys came together in 2011, and it was put together primarily by guitarist Eric Beard, who has been with Dr. Chunk as well as Xanthus, and vocalist Paul Hasty. You may know him from Plaster, and they blended together Bay Area thrash and metal and punk and hardcore, and they went out and found some like-minded musicians, and they found them within the bass player Jim Pegram, who is playing with Mudface and Imagica and Skinner, as well as drummer David O'Neill, who also plays with Stormy Strong. So these guys, as I said, been out since 2011. In 2013, they went out and put out a 3-song EP, and that also featured the title track, Angerhead, which has Paul sharing vocals with Steve Zetro Souza from Exodus and Hatriot. And 2014, they went back in the studio again when they had to produce with Juan Ortega, who does Machine Head and Testament, and they recorded the Head Full of Hate 4-song EP as well. In addition to all the recording activity, they have also played on a pretty decent amount of bills. They've appeared with Suicidal Tendencies, Soulfly, Exodus, Testament, Death Angel, Forbidden, DRI, Quiet Riot, Static X, and even Kitty. So a lot of variety there in bands as well. And I think that the blended music that they play does lend themselves the ability to be on a lot of different bills. And if you want to check out more about Angerhead, you can find out about them at angerhead.net. And you can also talk to them directly on Facebook, Angerhead Band on Facebook. So good stuff. So why don't we just get right into my conversation with Paul Hasty of Angerhead.
All right. I have got somebody finally from the band Angerhead. I know that I was looking forward to like last week to have somebody come on. I was going to talk to Eric Beard. But I have managed to get a hold of Paul Hasty, the man who's behind the voice of Angerhead. How are we doing tonight, Paul?
Pretty good, man. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's awesome to finally have somebody on from the band. And I think a really interesting band as well, that the way you guys are able to, I don't know, you're probably the best example of a band that really has metal, thrash, and that punk hardcore thing. It's just really obvious in everything you guys are doing.
Yeah, it's a pretty eclectic mix of you know, our backgrounds and what, you know, what we listened to growing up, and we just kind of decided not to focus on one genre and just try and put it all into a blender and see what happens.
Yeah, and it works out really well. I mean, some bands try to do too many things and you're like, nah, I don't know, I'm not really digging this, but you guys do it in such a way that it just feels like it all belongs together.
Cool, man. Thanks. That means we're doing something right.
Yeah. And of course, the other thing, of course, is I look and, I mean, what other band can say that they got Zetro on a song with the band name? I mean, that is way too cool. I've had Steve on the show twice. So to have Zetro doing something for you, you got to be doing something definitely right.
Yeah, he's a friend of ours. And he's become more of a friend over the years. But when we asked, he liked the song. And it was pretty a surreal moment for myself. I got to sit in the booth while he tracked, holding the iPad, and we didn't even like rehearse with him. We just held the lyrics, and he tracked, and it was, you know, one of my icons growing up, and that was a good friend of mine. It's really cool. It was a very surreal moment having him sing my lyrics.
We'll be right back.
that is, I mean, and because of the fact that, Zetro doesn't do anything he doesn't believe in. I mean, he's just not going to do it to be like, oh, I'll be a nice guy or whatever. If he doesn't believe it, he doesn't do it. So to have him do that, that to me is like, there's the mark for you guys.
Yeah, it was pretty cool that the fact that he said, yeah, and, you know, he's like, I love what you guys are doing. We played with Atriot many times with him and the band, and you have to play with him with Exodus, but I'm sure that day is going to be coming soon enough.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Definitely. So, yeah. Of course, back in 2014, you put out a great EP, Head Full of Hate, and the rumor is it that you have got another EP coming out very, very soon.
Yep, we're just wrapping up recording right now. We're back in the studio with the amazing Juan Ortega, who's been the producer of Machine Head and currently producing a single. And so we're stoked to be working with him. And yeah, we are wrapping up. I believe Saturday I'm going to be doing the last two vocal tracks. And then we're going to release it probably, I'd say, end of March, beginning of April. But we're going to release a cover tune as soon as we get it mixed and get it back. And it's going to be a song by Motorhead called Iron Fist.
There you go. Awesome.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked on that one.
Yeah, I mean, and if anybody that really represents kind of, you know, what Motorhead was trying to do originally, you guys definitely fit that bill.
Awesome. That's a compliment in my opinion. It's to keep it raw, rock and roll, and just keep going with it.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, almost all your songs on the prior EP, they are pretty much, you know, two and a half minute songs, get in, get out, and leave them wanting more.
Exactly. And what's really crazy, the new single that we're, besides the cover tune, we just wrote a new song called Legacy of Hate. And it's over 6 minutes long. It's kind of we're just like, you know what? We haven't done this yet. Let's see what happens. And I love the song. I think it's going to be good. We played it a couple times live and gotten really good response. So now that it's going to be all produced and sounding all cherry, can't wait to hear what it ends up like and what people think.
Nice. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to hearing some more brand new Angerhead. Was that really a conscious decision on the band's part to just concentrate on doing EPs?
Absolutely. Because, you know, I've been doing it going on 25 years. Eric's got about 28 years. And we're just like, you know what? It's really expensive to go do full lengths. You know, we're talking $10,000 to $15,000 of studio time and mix down and production and then reproducing it on disc and everything. So we're like, you know what? Let's just do EPs. Throw them out there. If somebody bites and they want to back us to put us in the studio and give us a full length, then that's what we're going to do. You know, we've been doing it long enough. We got plenty of albums out there and our other projects that we've been doing throughout time. So let's just do the EPs and see what happens. And I think this is the most anticipated one, you know, and we're probably going to get some hits on it and see if we can do a full length. And when we have more music ready to go, it's just a matter of if somebody wants to back us and put us out there.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, and the other part of it too, it just does kind of remind me a lot of kind of some of that early, you know, hardcore punk scene as well. And I remember in the Boston area being on radio back in the late 80s and getting a lot of these albums that were coming in from like hardcore and punk bands, and they weren't full lengths. They were all just EPs. And so just kind of, you know, listening to you guys and seeing what you put out just reminded me of a lot of those bands.
Funny you say that, man, because that's my roots, you know, because I was always been in the crossover hardcore genre, and Eric has always, like, done the metal. And so he's always done albums, and I've always done, like, demos and EPs and give it away, don't ever sell it. And so it came together nicely with me and Eric. And just the whole EP thing is, you know, a little bit more inexpensive to get the music out there. And we give it away. We're not charging people for our music. Well, if you can't give us $5 for a CD, we're just going to hand it to you.
Nice. Yeah. I thought it was really good stuff. And it was really interesting too, that, you know, looking at the personnel on there, you know, I've had guys on, you know, from Imagica and Skinner and stuff, and like trying to figure out like, well, where did Jim fit into all this? Cause that's like, those are kind of more proggy sounds, but definitely he's got some other influences in the background that I must not know about.
Well, the thing is, you know, Jim's has his career in music, and when we started out, he was our bass tech too. And he was doing his music as well, but he wanted to tech for us. And he was our original bassist, Larry Wong's tech. And so when Larry couldn't do the project anymore, who else would step right in to the next show? It was Jim. He already knew the parts. He had everything to go, and he just stepped right in, and he loves it. His background is punk, and he'll tell you that until the day he dies. But he's an amazing band. He gets picked up by a lot of these, like you say, prog projects and power metal, because they want someone who can, you know, play those notes, and that, because he's an amazing bassist.
Yeah, that's cool that you've got, you know, a bass player that kind of has chops above and beyond what you need, so he can just slot in there really good.
Yeah, which is really cool, because when you hear this new recording, he played on the last one, but it was all written just for not really dynamic bass playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one is more catered to Jim, even on the mix. So you're going to hear the notes, or a Head Full of Hate where we recorded, and you couldn't really hear the bass notes. This one's going to be a little bit different, and you're actually going to hear Jim and what he's bringing to the table.
Oh, that's cool. That's definitely cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I think it's also it's really interesting to wonder, you know, if you guys were around, you know, back in that massive heyday of Bay Area thrash, I just think you would have fit into everything that was going on at Ruthie's.
Yeah, we've heard that. You know, Craig LaCicero said the same thing to me at one point. He's like, you guys would have fit in great back then. And it's funny because we were around back then, but we weren't doing, we had other projects. But I mean, you know, you get together with Eric, yeah, your head, and I was come up every weekend. Nothing happened in Monterey, and it's just funny how it happens. It's all timing, you know. So if we would have been together back then,
yeah,
who knows if we would even have wrote this stuff, you know?
That's true. Yeah, yeah. You definitely have a lot more stuff to you know, to kind of bring into your influence and stuff. And you guys have, you know, had some killer bills too. Yeah, I mean, I looked through the bio and stuff, and obviously, I mean, playing with DA is killer and Testament, but even, you know, doing, you know, Static X and Kitty and DRI, just, I mean, that's some amazing bills you guys have been on.
Yeah, it's, you know what they say, it's networking, getting out there, going to shows, and networking, shaking hands, and networking, and it's who you know what I mean? And
yeah,
and building your own scene to where people recognize, and then we can go headline a show here in the Bay Area, and you know, we draw a nice crowd, and so they notice that they just want to make sure that they get those kind of bands supporting the big ones, and
right.
it always brings for a dynamic show in the end.
Yeah, and I think too that just overall the sound you have, I think, fits so many bills. It's kind of like if you put Motorhead on a bill, I mean, they fit into whatever band that they were on a bill with, just because they had something for everybody. It resonated with people. And I think you guys have that same type of a thing.
That's a great compliment. I'll take it. Thank you very much.
So, you know, you talk about live stuff. So, you know, as far as the springtime, do you have a lot of shows booked right now? Or are you just taking them as they come?
Right now we have, we're not taking on any more shows. There are two shows booked. One's here. It's for, autism benefit show for Autism Speaks.
Yeah.
We do it every year. We're doing it with a band called Short Fuse and we'll see Hammershot and five other bands. It's just a thing we do. And then we have another show in Reno coming up on April 10th. Mm. You know, but other than that, we're just focusing on getting the recording done. We're going to shoot two more videos, and then we're going to release all of this at one time, and then we're going to start booking shows. So the summertime, I think, is when you're going to see it surface a lot more.
Okay. All right. It's kind of funny when I think about you doing two videos for like a 4-song EP.
Well, we're actually going to go, we're going to back up to Head Full of Hate. We're going to do a video for Endless Nightmares.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then, yeah, because we've just got a lot of requests for it. We're just going to shoot the video for it, and then we're going to do one for Legacy of Fate.
Oh, okay, cool. Because, yeah, Endless Nightmares is definitely, it's one of those songs that you do get some good visuals going on in your head when you listen to it.
Yeah, we're bringing in somebody from the outside. His name's Jimmy Arsenault. He's a huge talent buyer and booker here in the Bay Area. And we're like, hey, man. And we asked him to be a part of it for, you know, input on how to do the video. Because the one that we did for Destroy the Trend was a live setting in a big, giant lighting production warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of went for that feel. But this one's going to be a little different. I'm not even sure we're going to be playing our instruments or even performing in this one. We're just going to be a part of it, and it's going to be more of a theme.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be pretty cool.
That should be cool. Like I said, that one's pretty visual. And also, I mean, doing a video for a song that's basically what? I mean, that's like 2.5 minutes, so... It's
is more like it's 4 minutes plus.
Okay.
Yeah, that was one of our longer ones, which isn't very long at all.
No, I think that's one of the things I like. I don't know, that whole jammy thing. I mean, if I get a song that's going past 5 minutes, I'm starting to be like, all right, I'm done with this thing. And if it's getting 7 to 9, I'm really done. But yours is just kind of like, it's just like hitting and off you go to the next one. And so it's pretty cool. And if there's enough little hooks in there too, that you just kind of want to go, yeah, you know what? I want to play that thing again.
Awesome. That's awesome. It's all about hit it and quit it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a producer buddy of Eric's always said, if it's over 3 minutes, people are going to get bored.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That used to be too. I think, you know, when I was playing out, the funnest songs to play a lot of times were those just real quick songs that people would be like, oh, damn, it's over. And you just want to watch
it again.
That's it. Yeah. So as far as people that are going, hey, you know, I got to check these guys out. Where's the best places online to go and find out about what you guys are up doing?
For everything that you're going to need to get all of our links, everything, go to angerhead.net. You can find us on Twitter there, on our Facebook. All of our shows are listed, videos, all of our free downloads of every song we have out there, and even the new ones coming up. So everything's downloadable for free. And it's all at angerhead.net, or you can find us on Facebook or at angerheadband on Twitter.
Nice. And, you know, I noticed that on some of the promotional pictures and stuff like that, and you've got the one real angry dude there that's kind of screaming. Are you kind of trying to steer him to be your mascot?
It's from the very first one where he's screaming at the world,
mm-hmm.
when he was more of a human form. And then as he's evolved into what he is now. And so, yeah, you can say he's a mascot. He doesn't have a name, but the new one that's coming out is the evolution of what's happened to this guy over time with, you know, what's happened in society and, you know, current events, what's, you know, just all the negative is seems to be drawn into him and he's the result of it.
Cool. Yeah,
absolutely.
It is a really cool visual and stuff too. And that's why I'm like, God, that's a cool little mascot and stuff. And then of course I was going to ask you, like, do you have a name yet? Or of course you must have like something you guys must joke around and like call him at rehearsal and shit.
Yeah. Me. you know, that's a pretty good idea. Actually, it'd be my idea to have when we shot the video to Destroy the Trend, we put it out there to the fans on our Facebook and they all voted for that song. So that's why we did that song.
Hmm.
Maybe we'll put it out there and see who can name this guy. Cause you know, he needs a name. I think he needs a name. Eddie had a name for Maiden. So
that's right. And you can't call him Head because that's how they got Eddie was on it was Ed the Head. So you can't use that one.
No, we're going to, that's a great idea. Actually, I'm going to talk to Eric about that. See, we'll just put that out there and boost the post by like $30 and see what people say.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Right.
Be interesting. Yeah. I like it.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, I'll tell you, Paul, I was happy that, that Ben was able to get somebody else scheduled to come on. I was a little bummed before because I was like psyched about, yeah, this is going to be a, you know, great thrash band, have him on and having it, you know, not happen with Eric. I'm glad he was able to work it out and get you to come on and be able to, talk about what's going on with Angerhead and stuff. And, of course, I'll ask you the tough question, even though we've only got 4 songs to choose from. What track would you like me to play at the end of this to let people know, God damn, that's Angerhead?
Well, you know, the single is definitely Destroy the Trend.
Hmm.
So, but, you know, I like No Regrets. And, you know, that one's not played a lot. But, you know, you put me on the spot, man. It's horrible.
It's always like...
I got to go with Destroy the Trend because it's the single and it seems to be the most popular one, even though we did get kind of bashed on it on a review. But I think it's very hooky And it kind of sticks in your head. And when you're singing it before the song's over.
So. Nice.
I got to go with Destroy the Trend.
Awesome. Then that's what I'll play. And I will say that usually, you know, when I ask this of people, it's always the vocalists that are usually the closest to the songs.
Yeah, I mean, all the songs have a meaning to me. Mm-hmm. I wrote all the lyrics up to a point, and then, like, even this album, I think Eric wrote the lyrics to two of the songs. And so let's get, you know, that there's, yeah, that, you know, all those songs have a meaning and, right. and a point in my life that, or it oozed out of me. So
nice.
something happened.
Well, that's cool. And I can see then, you know, why Zet loves you guys so much too, because, you know, when I talked to him about, you know, all the lyrics he put on the last couple Hatred albums and stuff, he was so freaking passionate about talking about those songs, and it just really stoked him up. So I can see that you guys are that same mindset, which is very cool.
Yeah, I love that guy, man. Hanging out with him, we always have a good time. I got him to drink. He doesn't drink. We played a gig in Reno, and I'm like, Moonshine. He's like, oh, I watched that show, Moonshiners. I'm like, here, try some. Got him drink. I'm like, you have to try it. It's here. So, lo and behold, I got to drink it. It was good times.
Yeah, you can definitely have fun with that. I can remember we used to have parties, and there were people that would line up and actually pay to see me do shots of moonshine and double dry martinis. And, yeah, good times.
Awesome, man. That's really cool.
Oh, cool. Well, Paul, it's been great to have you on, and I'm looking forward to the new one coming out as well, and being able to get that out to people, let everyone know about brand new Angerhead. But in the meantime, I'll play him some, we'll call it old Angerhead, only 2014, but let him hear a little bit of Destroy the Trend. And again, thanks for coming on Focus on Metal, and have a damn fine rest of the evening.
Hey, man, thanks for having us, and apologize for flaking on you the other day, but at least we got it done.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us. We really do appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Shit happens, and I am always happy to help promote bands whenever I can.
Absolutely. We need more people like you.
All right, man. And, you know, again, when the new one comes out, you know, you want to come on, you want to talk about it, either, you know, hit Ben up or hit me right up, and we can have you guys come back on and let people know what's out.
I'm sure Ben's going to be blowing you up as soon as he comes out.
I'm sure he will, man. All right.
All right, man.
Cool.
Thank you.
Later.
More about Angerhead, you can hit them up at facebook.com/angerheadband and also up at angerhead.net.
This is Angelica Valkyrie from Flames of Fury, and you're listening to Focus on Metal.
So if I had been doing this in chronological order instead of alphabetical order, then the first band up would have been New York's own Flames of Fury. These guys formed in 2010. Flames of Fury are very active on the New York scene, and they have done a lot of great gigs. They are currently working on their first LP called Firestarter. I am anxiously awaiting that one. In the meantime, you do have the release from 2013, their EP called Flames of Fury. The lineup for the band includes Angelica Valkyrie on vocals, Jason Perez on lead guitar, Paul Dutile on rhythm guitar, Mark Capolupo on drums and on bass, Mike LaPond. Yeah, Mike LaPond from Symphony X, as well as Mike LaPond's Silent Assassin. So there you go, right there. There's a great big endorsement stamp on the band there, right? When you've got someone like Mike LaPond in the band. But these guys, as I said, have been doing a lot of great gigs, including they were the direct support act for Doro Pesch at her 30th anniversary performance at the Gramercy Theater in New York. And I do get into that with Angelica during the interview. But great band here, power metal, speed metal influences, great vocals, really good stuff. And if you want to find out more about the band, you can hit them up at their official website, flamesoffury.com. And, of course, the always ubiquitous Facebook, and that's facebook.com/flamesoffury. So here is my conversation with Angelica Valkyrie, the amazing set of pipes that fronts Flames of Fury.
Yo, is this the Focus on Metal podcast?
It is. How are we doing, Angelica?
I'm good. Is this Scott?
It is. How are we doing? Doing good tonight?
I am doing awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing damn good. Just like you, I'm appreciating a little bit of the warmer weather this week on the East Coast.
I know. It's really awesome. I think we got a little bit of snow a few days ago, but all of a sudden it rained. It got warm enough, and it just washed everything away, and that's really awesome.
Yep, you got it. Yeah, so obviously I'm located just outside of Boston, so not too far away from you guys, and good to be talking to another person doing East Coast metal.
Yes, representing the East Coast, yo.
Obviously, well, I was psyched when Ben said you guys were available to have an interview, so, you know, good stuff. You guys appeared on the compilation they put out with us in Merrick Music, and your track was one of the ones I selected because listening through, I was like, holy crap, this is definitely a band that, you know, everyone that listens to this show would love to know about and definitely get into. So it was great that, you know, actually be able to talk to somebody from the band.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm really glad you really dig it. So yeah, we were very happy that we were selected as being included in the compilation, and we wanted to pick a song that was a little bit different from what everybody else was necessarily doing. It really shows the band's personality too. But I'm really glad to hear that you like it, and I'm happy to be on the show.
Yeah, I definitely do. And actually, in a roundabout way, we actually already had somebody else from the band on, too. That is Mike LaPond has been on with us. But he's a busy guy. Well, he's doing everything. So.
Yeah. Actually, he's on tour with Symphony X right now. So he's definitely a very, very busy guy.
Yep. Absolutely. But good guy. And it's really cool to see Mike playing kind of even another different style that's a little bit different than what he does with Symphony X and what he does with Silent Assassin. So good stuff hearing him here, too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. He's a very versatile bassist.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I know he is. He's just amazing. And, you know, I love all the stuff he does. Being a former bass player, converted to guitar player, he's definitely one of these guys I look back and go, damn, how does that guy do everything he does? So it's cool to hear him on your stuff, too.
Thank you very much.
So, you know, it's pretty amazing. You know, I read the bio and stuff. You guys, you know, kicking around since 2010 and what you guys have done in 5 years. But one thing I have to say in reading the bio, and I was very, very jealous when I read it, was the fact that you guys got to be on the bill with Doro at the Gramercy for that 30th anniversary show.
Oh, yeah. That was an amazing show. We were a direct support, actually, for Doro Pesch. And actually, during the show, we got a chance to jump up on stage and sing along with her and the whole crew for All We Are. And that was really the best part of everything, the best part of the show. I got to share a mic with Bobby Blitz from Overkill. That was a mind-blowing show. And the fans especially just ate it up, and you know, they were really digging what we were doing, and obviously they were digging what Doro was doing, and it was really an unforgettable show.
Yeah.
An unforgettable performance.
And I mean, you guys, what a perfect setup to have you guys on that bill. That fits so well with what Doro does. But the other thing on it too, that it actually like literally raised the hair on my arms is the fact that I read that, and I know that two of my really good friends were guests on that show with you, and I hear some of their influence in what you do. And of course, I'm talking about Veronica Freeman and also my best bud, Leather Leone. And I hear like that attitude in your voice and the way that you present yourself and just that, you know, you're not going to take any shit. I love that. And it was so cool to know that you were on the bill with those guys.
Yeah, that was really great. That was, I believe, the second time I ran into Veronica Freeman. I ran into her at the Flight of the Valkyries Festival in Baltimore in 2012. And she's really awesome. I mean, so is Leslie Leon. They're both, you know, they're both badass in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really, you know, down-to-earth women. And I was very happy to join in on them, and along with Dora, of course. But it's funny, that wasn't actually our very first show with Dora. We did perform with her for our EP release, B.B. King's, about 2 years before that, and it was a blast. We were really happy with that.
That's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good to see that, especially in metal, that we've gone beyond just like sitting like the pretty girl up front and hoping it's a success, but actually having somebody who is really good at what they do and can really project a really positive image. And I think you definitely fit that bill.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I definitely try the best I can to put out that image for sure. And I mean, it's not just me, and I'm trying to think of the next generation that's moving forward as well, especially for women within metal, and just to show that, yeah, you can kick some ass, and you can, you know, don't let anybody hold you back. Don't let anybody tell you what you can and can't do. And that's kind of a prevailing theme in all of our songs. We show no mercy. We take things to the limit. You know, we ride the wind. And, you know, you do see that a lot in our music where, you know, we're about kicking ass, and we're definitely metal, but we're also, there's a little bit of a motivational aspect in our music where we encourage people to take charge of their lives and, you know, don't let anybody stand in your way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you really do get those messages. And, I really like the video that you guys did for No Mercy as well. That's definitely a really powerful video.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, we want to pass along our message as far as, you know, the anti-bully situation. And, you know, when it comes down to it, you have to learn to stand up for yourself. And, you know, when somebody's, you know, kicking you down, trying to push you down for their own personal amusement, don't fucking stand for that. You really have to, you know, you have to just, you know, put up and show no fucking mercy. It's, at the end of the day, you know, there's this attitude that's really popular within the U.S. And I keep saying this, but it's so true that, you know, when this whole bullying situation came around, it's like, oh, well, we have to train teachers to recognize these things. Oh, well, we have to, you know, train students about bullying. And, you know, you have to it's more of a hands-off attitude to let the teachers handle things and take it from there. But at the end of the day, you know, the message is still prevailing that you're allowing somebody to take, you know, control of your life, and you shouldn't do that. You have to send a very powerful message and a very swift message to that bully that you're going to show no mercy. You're not going to let somebody put you down.
It's very true. And it spoke to me on a personal level too, because even though now, you know, I'm in my 50s, I still remember being, you know, in high school and junior high and just being the skinny little metal kid.
I hear you. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of us are like that.
Yeah. And you're just automatically the target of all these, like the popular jock kind of thing. And I just enjoyed my own personal journey of coming out of that and knowing that that whole support structure that makes you feel so superior in high school, junior high, I mean, it all falls to crap the minute you graduate. And seeing like these same people that used to like want to pick on me and stuff come and see my band in clubs and stuff. And it's suddenly like, guess what? You guys are nothing. And people are here to see me, like, you know, suck it up, guys. So, you know, seeing that video and stuff, it was a good one to watch.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm really glad that I really spoke to you, Scott. Because, I would say that there is a certain sense of bravery just to say, yeah, I'm a fucking metalhead, or, you know, whatever it is that you're, I mean, some people, I have a lot of friends that are into the goth scene also.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of comparable, you know, when they're going to school and stuff, that they're choosing to be so different that it does make you kind of a target. And so there is a certain sense of courage and this tenacity to stay who you are and maintain what you're about and not care what anybody has to say about who you are and what you're doing, because this is who you are.
Yep, and, exactly. You know? I literally was the kid that would stick my notebook in my guitar case and walk to school with my guitar like every day. So seeing that kid with his guitar and stuff was like, wow, this is, you know, this is unreal, but it is good.
that's really great. That is really awesome. That's really good to hear.
Well, go ahead. Try your worst. I'll be waiting.
So besides all this cuddly, touchy-feely stuff here, let's talk about Flames of Fury. Now, I know you guys are working on your first full-length, which I am very psyched and can't wait to hear. Are you going to incorporate any of the songs from the EP onto the full-length?
No. Actually, the full-length album, we're going to be releasing some new material and some older material that we've been playing in live shows. But yeah, the EP songs, they're going to stay on the EP. But we've been, like you said already, we've been playing since 2010, and we have a lot more songs than the five songs that are on the EP, obviously.
Yeah.
So we want to release those out there. But we've also been working behind the scenes on some new material, and we want to make sure to get that out to some people as well. And, you know, so that's kind of like an extra nod to the fans that have been so supportive and been hearing a lot of our music, and, you know, to give them something new as well to hear. But, yeah, it's really coming along. It's definitely going to be a nuclear explosion of just diehard metal. It's all killer, no filler. I mean, we generally don't do ballads or anything like that. And this album is no exception. It's really going to be in your face heavy metal, heavy power metal, from start to finish. But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. And we're planning to release a couple of videos for that. We already have one that we're worked on, and it's almost done. And I'm already like looking forward to creating a second video for that, and a lyric video. Like, we're really pulling out all the stops for this album. And I think, you know, it's gotten to that point where we really need to do that. Not only just to promote the album and do tour support, but also to have stuff out, you know, on the internet, because as we know, things are changing, and the audience is constantly changing. So you definitely want to have more of a show. You want to show more of a performance online with videos and even lyric videos to that nature, which becomes so much more popular in the past few years. So you want to have that available for everybody. And it's funny, when I think of lyric videos, you know, I think of when I was a kid trying to figure out the lyrics to my favorite songs, that they weren't necessarily like in the inserts of the album, and you gotta just kind of figure it out for yourself. And it's like, wow, like, you know, it's the younger generation now has all the lyrics right there in front of you, so you could sing along with it. It's just funny when I was thinking, oh, is that what the singer's singing Iron Maiden's Trooper? Oh, I thought it was this. We'll have a whole argument for half an hour with like four or five other people at the bar. Like, no, that's not what it is. I could have sworn, what was it? There was a lyric in Trooper and Iron Maiden, as I plunge on into certain death. And I kept singing for like 4 years, it's a recipe for certain death. And I'm like, it's not a recipe? Oh, it is a And like, kids don't know that, because, you know, you have lyric videos and stuff. So, you know, everybody's providing lyrics for, you know, you have all these websites for lyrics. But yeah. Anyway, but yeah, I digress.
It's funny, though, you talk about the lyrics, because, I'm laughing because in one of the last bands I was in, and we did a mix of originals and covers, and there was one dude, and he had to be in his 40s, and he wanted us to play the Holly song, Long Cool Woman. And he, to God, thought that the line, a pair of 45s, was a fear of butterflies. And he's like singing it, and I like stop playing. I'm like, what did you just say? And I'm just like, dude, listen back to all the lyrics and before that. And then you did a fear of butterflies. Like, what are you thinking? So
that's gotta be some serious badass butterfly.
Exactly.
It's like a little butterfly. You know what I reminds you of? That Simpsons episode with Bart Simpson, says he wants to reincarnate as a butterfly, and he comes out with like a flamethrower, and he's like, Bart Simpson, a little butterfly, we need a flamethrower. Because no one suspects the butterfly.
It's classic.
Mm-hmm.
Classic stuff.
But yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to releasing all that stuff to everybody. And, you know, we've been keeping super busy behind the scenes, just working on it, and it's definitely a labor of love, and I'm just so psyched. I can't wait to release it.
Yeah, part of what, you know, my anticipation on it is, you know, on the EP, and you don't see this or hear this on many EPs, is the fact that in those five songs in that EP, it's a showcase for everybody and all their different stuff. So obviously all those songs showcase a lot of your vocal abilities, but also every one of them has, you know, different types of guitar going on. And Mark is just amazing on the drums all over that, showing his range of skills on the drums. And it's really almost just like this, almost like a signature piece for all you guys, displaying everything you can do just in five songs. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, that was intentional. We basically, for the EP, we wanted to release something that was more like a taste of what Flames of Fury is doing. And like the first song, Take It to the Limit, that's a more traditional power metal song.
Yeah.
And then the second song, Save Yourself, it has more of a groove. It's a very heavy song. It's a headbanging song. So we wanted to take people in that direction.
Benedictum.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. Yeah, because she's definitely really more like the heavy head banging kind of stuff. She has a lot of attitude in her voice, and in that particular song, I was really trying to bring as much attitude to that as possible.
You succeeded. That one is definitely one of the ones that really makes you go, wow, and just like what you hear in your voice. And I think it's slow and grooving enough that it lends that much more power to what you say. Very cool song.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So then after that, we have I Burn, and I mean, that's the closest thing we would be willing to do to a ballad, but it's technically a mid-tempo song. Mm. But there are certain parts of it that are very melodic that, you know, kind of make you sway back and forth. And it's ironic because the song is, it's about, in a way, demonic possession, but the idea of a demon is really more of a metaphor for the demon within yourself and controlling your own inner demons. So that's where that comes from. But yeah, it's a very melodic song. It's a lot of people, that's their favorite song for some time, because we're very influenced by like Maiden and Judas Priest, which is, you know, super heavy all the time. And, you know, we try to keep things in that pace, like keep it heavy. But a lot of times after we released the EP, a lot of people were requesting us to do I Burn. But like, oh, really? Okay. Okay, cool. And, you know, sometimes, you know, a couple of times, people would tell me that that song, just after they go home and they're leaving a concert, that song just sticks with them. And then, you know, it's like echoes within their head or something like that.
It is.
Like,
it's got the hooks to it. It definitely does.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And of course, No Mercy comes in and kills everybody.
No, it's like I said, it's amazing. It's like a 5-song tour de force, and it's absolutely fantastic stuff. And so I have to ask you, as far as influences, was Dio somebody that influenced you?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, I'm totally on Team Dio. Yeah, you could definitely hear it in a lot of my singing within Flames of Fury. But yeah, I mean, from the Rainbow days, Sabbath, the Dio on his own, yeah, he's a huge influence. And one of the things I really strive, not even so much as a singer, but as a songwriter, to be able to write music like he does, because he has this incredible ability to write songs that would just linger, and it would force you to think, like, what did he mean by this lyric in Holy Diver? Or what is he talking about? Who was he talking about in this other song? And to this day, you know, there's so many questions that have never really been answered in his songs that just, you know, they really just haunt you. You could probably write multiple books about his lyrics alone, let alone his singing abilities. And I do strive to become a songwriter in that respect. And one day I want to get to that point where I can write music that really makes you think and makes you question.
Yeah.
Questions everything.
That's good. Yeah. And, you know, if you're ever on a bill with Leather again, go have a talk with her about Dio. Her and I have had some pretty deep Dio discussions that have never, ever been aired. It's just kind of a between her and I talking about it. And I've had some amazing Dio discussions with her.
You know, I'll take you up on that. I think I will. Next time I see her, I'll be sure to ask her about her ideas of Dio lyrics.
She'll be more than happy. She could talk hours about Dio and you know, working with him. And yeah, it's amazing stuff. So she's very much very big in it. And whenever she's done any projects too, I'll be like, oh, you know, that line right there, that's like a Ronnie line. She'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe you freaking heard that in there. And it's like, oh no. So even the last one that she did with Chastain, I was like, yeah, this particular song, so that's your Dio song. And she's like, you know, I really didn't think I had a Dio song on there, but she's like, you know, damn it, now that I'm listening to it, you're right. I did end up, without even thinking about it, I put a Dio song on there. So, yeah, good stuff. So definitely, if you're on a bit with her, talk to her about it. No, not at all. No.
He's a game changer when it comes to metal. He really brings a new level of depth to lyrics of heavy metal.
Well, that's good. I'm glad because, you know, I'm listening, and that's what I was thinking is, boy, she just, the lyrics and the content and some of the delivery, it's like Dio has got to be back in her DNA. So I'm glad you weren't like, what the hell are you talking about? So I'm glad able to pick it up.
We're not related, but yeah, he's definitely a big influence on me.
Yeah,
for sure. Heaven and Hell is one of my favorite albums.
Mm-hmm.
Besides James Dio singing, of course. But other influences, definitely. One of my favorite albums is Painkiller by Judas Priest.
Mm.
You definitely hear that in some of the music. You're going to hear it a lot more in the next album coming up. But yeah, Iron Maiden, Bruce Dickinson, for sure, as far as vocals and lyrics too are concerned, you definitely hear that. For female singers, you know, you have definitely Doro. You know, you do have a little bit of influence of Veronica Freeman and Chastain, but believe it or not, when I was younger, I listened to a lot of Pat Benatar.
Mm-hmm.
And even though she's not a metal singer, she does have a lot of attitude in her voice.
Yeah.
She was a big influence on my singing as well.
Yeah, and also she, I think, was
you know, if you think back, she was also one of the first really popular female singers in rock and hard rock that was willing to put out songs that had very controversial messages, but things that needed to be said.
Oh, yeah, particularly at that time where music videos were just starting to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So she had, like, the perfect time, and it was just, you know, everything was right.
Yeah.
Everything, the timing, everything was perfect. But, I always heard a certain sense of attitude within her vocals that I always try to I won't say imitate, but kind of be similar to.
Yeah.
You know, they say that imitation is the biggest form of flattery you could bring on, or something along those lines. So she's definitely awesome as far as, and even her lyrics, and some of her lyrics are really, she delivers some very catchy hooks.
Yep.
So, which is, you know, really what comes down to her success.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, as far as when you guys are doing the songwriting, I'm always very curious, especially when I hear something that's very unique in the songs. And so coming at it from a producer, and I listened to this, what I really started to notice on the EP was that how uniquely your voice fits in the whole mix. And, you know, I think that a lot of artists, they would have either tried to take it to a higher spot or a lower spot, but you have a really unique range, and where it sits in the songs are also very unique. So are the songs built around your voice, or is it just that you're really good?
Wow. That is correct, actually. Mm. It's funny. You're the first person that ever brought that to my attention, but you're absolutely 100% correct. My vocal range was the very first thing myself and Jason Perez, my guitarist, determined when it came to writing the songs. We were both trying to figure out, you know, what the sound for the band was going to be before we even had a band name or determine what kind of a band we were going to do. The very first thing we figured out was where does my vocal range stand, and figure out, you know, what, not even just, you know, okay, what's my highest note, what's my lowest note, but figure out what spots, what areas I feel most comfortable with. What notes do I just feel like, you know, I could just really belt out and shine. And, you know, kind of bring those out and bring those forward into the mix as much as possible. So that is something that we have been working on. It is kind of in the back of our heads whenever we're writing a song. And, you know, but yeah, so that is one thing, because, you know, guitars, you could always, you know, switch out a different guitar. But when it comes to vocals, I mean, it's whatever I'm born with.
That's right.
You can change it accordingly over time. And my voice has changed pretty significantly over the past 7 years, actually. Just from singing so much heavy metal and just from training, but it only changes so much. You know, the range and the particular quality of sound you have is whatever you're born with.
Yeah.
So you have to work with what you have. So that is one of the primary things we kept in mind when we started writing songs.
Awesome. And I think that probably why they sound as good as they do as well, and that you're able to really get some emotion through there. And you know, none of it sounds forced, and it just sounds like very, very comfortable. So, and it just, I don't know why, but it just, for me anyways, it comes through when I listen to the songs.
Very cool. Very cool. I'm glad to hear that it's coming through.
It is. Absolutely. As far as live stuff, I know you guys have probably been concentrating a lot on recording and stuff, but have you been doing, I know you got like a whole bunch of dates coming up, correct?
Well, technically, yes and no. Flames of Fury does not have any shows booked at the moment, only because we're focusing on the album. We've been working on the album for a really long time now, and so we want to make sure to get everything done, and we would like to release it sooner than later, so we just been literally stopping everything just to focus on the album.
Hmm.
But I say technically not, because I've been doing a host MC thing within Queens, New York. So February 27th, I'm going to be a host MC for my friend's show, The Metal Attack. I might jump up on stage every once in a while and sing a cover here and there, probably around the James Dio cover.
There you go.
So that's another thing that's happening. I'm also singing for a group called Blackjack Shellac, which is, we're doing a show February 19th in Queens. And it's basically a band of, composed of 10 different bands within the New York City metal scene. And we come together and work on our favorite songs by our favorite bands, so usually Sabbath or Maiden or Priest or Motorhead or anything we particularly like. A song we've always wanted to sing, we'll go up on stage and do it. So I'm still kind of keeping busy. I'm still singing. I'm still kind of doing my thing within New York City. But at the moment, Flames of Fury is not doing any shows yet until the album is complete.
Okay.
So that is priority number one for Flames of Fury.
I can't imagine why, but it is cool that you're getting out. And the whole thing that you're talking about doing in New York is almost like an East Coast version of the Lucky Strike Jam Night that they have out in L.A.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it sounds very similar. You know, you just get all these people that, you know, different guys get together and, like, whoever shows up and... I can't even remember who's somebody that we've had on the show is the guy who's been currently organizing those every night, but or every week when they do it. But it sounds like it's a very cool and fun, like, low key thing to do.
Basically, yeah, it's a very low key. It's whoever we can, you know, whoever's come on board. A few times, Ross the Boss from formerly from Manowar, he's in Death Dealer now.
Yep.
He'll join us on stage and he'll do a couple of songs. So. And yeah, he's a blast. He's a ball to be on stage with. He's awesome. So we'll get to, you know, get him on board and whoever else. Actually, I believe Veronica Freeman once did a song with My Sexual Act. This was 6 months ago or a year ago. I can't remember exactly. But that was fun. So yeah, you know, whoever happens to be in the area, you want to do a song, you know, we'll go up on there and, you know, we'll kind of jam out. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot of fun.
So, you know, as far as the album, do you guys have any kind of projected release date at all for it?
Well, that is a question everybody seems to be asking me right now. Yeah, we'd like to release it as soon as possible, like within the next, like, 1 to 2 months.
Hmm.
But I can't say for certain that everything's going to be ready. We're a little bit of a perfectionist in that respect. We just, I mean, you can hear within the 5-song EP... that everything is just, we try to make sure it's as good as we can possibly get it. And so for the LP, you know, it's like twice that. We want to make sure everything is perfect, everything's there. I've actually, just yesterday, I was back in the studio for some more stuff because something was okay, but I could have done it better. So I was like, okay, I'll do it better. And so we're always striving to be the absolute best we possibly could be. So, which is kind of a blessing and a curse, because we know that, yeah, everybody's waiting for it, everybody's asking, but we also know that once it's done, it's going to be awesome. Like, there's no question, like, oh, well, maybe they should have spent more time on this as opposed to this. It's no question it's going to be an amazing album.
Yeah, I mean, it is tough to, I mean, it's your baby, and you're having to let it go, and I had, like, one guitarist years ago, he was ready to stab me because I kept remixing and being like, no, it's not right, and we can do this, and it was like, come on, it's enough, just let it go. And to this day, though, I still listen and go, oh, I could have fixed that. Oh, I should have put a different guitar on that. So I know it's very, very tough to let it go.
Yeah, because once it's done, it's done. It's out there. That's it. You know, you want to make sure it's as good as you can possibly get it.
Yeah.
So, you know, before we send it out into the world.
Yeah. Well, I hope that Mike's kind of being at least a little bit of an experienced referee on some of that.
You know, Mike is very interesting because he provides a different sense of insight in respect to that, as well as just the music industry as a whole, because you know, with Symphony X, he has a lot more experience, you know, within touring and things of that nature. So he's been really cool with that. So, but yeah, you know, but otherwise, we kind of keep it going, keep doing what we do, keep the concept of it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
So we continue to, you know, work the formulas that we've been working with.
Yeah, very nice. So, you know, I always ask folks, as far as, you know, people listening, they're going, I got to check out more about this Flames of Fury band. So obviously everyone does everything on the web these days. So where's the best places on the web to either get a hold of you guys or find out more about you?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a website. Everybody can check out. It's flamesoffury.com. You could also check us out on Facebook. I mean, you kind of have to have Facebook nowadays. Otherwise, it's just not a list. It's almost like any business. If you don't have a Facebook, you're not considered legitimacy. You have to have a Facebook.
Yeah.
And we do. It's facebook.com/Flames of Fury. We also have a Twitter account and working on an Instagram account. I personally have an Instagram account. So Flames of Fury will be on Instagram as well.
Awesome.
We're constantly looking at all other avenues. We also have a Reverb Nation account. Just put down Flames of Fury and you'll find us.
Awesome. Very good. So I know that immediately after this, you'll see a follow from Focus on Metal on Twitter. So that way there, whenever you guys are putting out your notifications on how the album is going and stuff, I can retweet that out and keep the news going on Flames of Fury.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Scott. You are awesome.
Part of what I love about doing the show is that, you know, I remember, you know, back in the 80s, 90s, being in bands and just really having no good way of getting large scale promotion. And whenever I get a band like this, I really go, everybody needs to know about this band. And part of the show, we try to keep our you know, what we play to kind of a defined demographic, so that week after week, the people that listen to the show, whether here, Canada, or over the UK, they know what to expect when they listen to Focus on Metal. So when I get a band like you guys that I go, our listeners are going to love this band, then I just, it really brings a lot of joy to me to be able to just give that out to everybody and help them find new bands that they can continue to enjoy and know that metal's alive and well, even here in the U.S.
Yes, it certainly is, definitely.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Hey, no problem at all. I really appreciate you taking time tonight to talk to us.
Definitely. No, I really appreciate you having me on board, and it's been an absolute pleasure
cool.
to be on.
All right. Well, again, I really appreciate you, coming on, and, you know, you're obviously welcome anytime you want to come on back on Focus on Metal. If you want to have, you know, the whole band come on with you, you know, we can definitely do that as well. But I definitely want to make sure that I keep Flames of Fury out there. The more that I can keep you guys in the limelight, the better.
Well, that's awesome. I really appreciate that. Yeah, definitely. That
awesome.
Would be very, very cool. Thank you so much, Scott. Yeah, I must say you are so incredibly professional, and it's so great to talk to you. This was absolutely a pleasure.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Got to support the East Coast metal.
Yes. Support East Coast metal. All
right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Your soul, bending the whole
rounding it out there with a final track from Flames of Fury. That one is called Take It to the Limit, and you can find that one on the self-titled EP from that band. And just to repeat the old social media details, again, you can find them at flamesoffury.com as well as facebook.com/flamesoffury. So get out there and support some East Coast metal. So that, my friends, is a wrap for another week here on Focus on Metal. Not 100% sure what's in store for next week, but I think that if all the interviews fall into place, that it will be a last-in-line special celebrating the release of Heavy Crown. As I had already mentioned, we've already had Vivian Campbell on the phone for a chat, and Richie is trying to line up both Vinny and Andrew, so we are attempting to get all of the surviving musicians on the line talking about Heavy Crown. And if the other interviews fall off the roadmap, then we'll probably just roll the Vivian Campbell one and something else along with it. Who knows what we'll get up to, but I'm sure it will be something great for episode 274. So again, big thanks to Paul Hasty from Angerhead for coming on this week, as well as Angelica Valkyrie from Flames of Fury. So while you are kicking back waiting for next week's show, you can always go up to focusonmetal.net, browse around, see if maybe there's some shows up there that you had never heard and you're like, hey, I want to check that one out. We have almost all of the episodes linked out there for you to download or stream, as well as on iTunes. And of course, you want to check out our news and blog spot. That is focusonmetal.blogspot.com. And you can also hit Richie up on Facebook, and I am also on Twitter. And although I don't always mention it, we do actually have show emails. Main show email is shout@focusonmetal.net. Go to that one and it'll go to either Richie or myself, or you can go and shoot Richie an email, richie@focusonmetal.net, or myself, scott@focusonmetal.net. So that is it. So for Richie, myself, and everybody else here at Focus on Metal, have yourself a great metal week, and until we talk to you again next week, remember,
Focus on Metal.
Everything else is insignificant.
Throw your hands in heavy metal thunder.
Heavy metal thunder. You're still here? It's over. Go home.